Christianity will get a black eye because of a lot of the false teachings that are out there. Hey, there's a lot of what goes under Christianity that I'm embarrassed about. Embarrassed that they even have the label Christian on this.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, I'm Joshua Hollick. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, and I'm wondering, are you new to Chicagoland? Have you moved and not landed in a healthy church home yet? My prayer for you and our prayer for you and Pastor Mark's here at Straight Talk is that you would find a strong, healthy church to be a part of, to invest in, and also to grow with. I know for me, over the last 17 years, being a part of a vibrant church has been one of the greatest things that has helped me grow in my walk with faith. It's helped my family grow. It's helped me develop in every area of my life. And we're praying that you would find a great church to be a part of, especially if you're new to the area. You got to come and visit us. We're in your neighborhood probably. There's 23 locations around the city of Chicagoland. And you could find out more at www.newlifechicago.org. There's lots of great churches in the city, and we pray that you would find one of them. If you're having a hard time, come and give us a visit. There's over 30 celebrations on a Sunday morning in English, in Spanish, and even in Mandarin. So check us out at newlifechicago.org and find a church somewhere and get involved. May God bless you, and may He bless the local congregation in your neighborhood.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. Today we are going to continue on with Pastor Mark's series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. And this is the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Don't All Spiritual Roads Lead to Heaven? Our text for today will be found in 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's get right into the Word with Pastor Mark.
There is no way on earth that your good works will ever outweigh your bad works, ever. Because every thought, every word, every attitude that is contrary to God or missed the mark, sins of omission, things you should have done and didn't do, things that you've done contrary to God, even if you just committed 8 sins a day, which most of us commit much more than that, or a few sins a day, you've done the math, you would end up your life, if you died at 30-some years old, you would end up your life with having thousands upon thousands, 60, 70, 100,000 sins in your life. That's a lot of sins. And let me tell you what God's standard is according to Scripture. God's standard according to Scripture is this. Listen, it's going to blow your mind. Perfection. You say, wait a second. Give me a little break. I mean, I'm only human. I'm not perfect. The Bible says, be ye holy as your heavenly Father is holy. There is nothing unholy that will make it in the presence of God. Not one sin will make it in the presence of God. If you had lived all your life pretty much sinless and fell one time, then that means that your scale on the scale of good and bad would be tipped over and you would not be allowed entrance into the presence of God. You say, well, Pastor Mark, how in the world is anybody going to make it then? That's exactly the point. The point is that no one on their own good works can make it. That is exactly why we need Jesus. Because Jesus has come. If there were any other way for us to be saved, even one person made it on their own, Jesus would have never come. Jesus came because it's impossible for anybody on their own to make it in the presence of God. And the reason we need the sacrifice of Jesus is that the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice of Jesus takes our scale full of sins and He wipes it clean under His blood and sacrifice. And He says, I take the penalty. I wipe it clean. I take the punishment on myself. They are pronounced righteous, clean, and whole. That's what Jesus does. And there is salvation in no other name. So I want you to understand that. The other thing that you need to look at in people's lives when you ask, is this person really a person that I can follow, is look at the fruit of their life. Because it doesn't matter what someone says on the platform, you also need to look at the integrity of their life the integrity of their family, the integrity of the fruit that they leave behind. Not perfect people, but people that evidence the fruit of the Spirit in their life. Hello? We need to be cautious about that. So Peter goes on to say this. He says that they will be secretly introduced among you, denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Verse 2. Many will follow their shameful ways and bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. Listen, I am so sick and tired of people that come in the guise of Christianity that it makes me ashamed to be in the same camp that they are. And this is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that there will be false teachers among you and people that will go out in the name of Christianity, but they'll bring Christianity into ill repute. People will look at their life and say, oh, if that's a Christian, you're one of those too. I know how you guys are. Sometimes I want to say, no. We're a different kind of Christian. I have nothing to do with that kind of Christianity. I don't know if you guys have seen recently these Kansas church, I can't remember their name, but they go out with signs at the death of military people, and they go at the death of any kind of people and say this is the judgment of God, and they have expletives for homosexuals and say they're burning, and they believe that any military person that dies in Iraq, it's the judgment of God. So they show up at the funerals and they protest and they say, God hates you and this is judgment of God. Anybody seen that? Heard about that? Anybody watching the news here? Yeah, okay. I'm like, no way. And supposedly this group was supposed to show up at the Lane Bryant funerals, this funeral in Tinley Park where these women were killed because Lane Bryant supposedly sells clothes to cross-dressers. And so they were coming to protest at the funeral and say, this is the judgment of God for what you've done. And I'm saying, God, don't let anybody associate us with these hateful individuals that know nothing of the grace and love of God. I'm not in that camp. I don't want to be close to that camp. And they bring the name of Jesus Christ into disrepute. Neither do I want to be in the camp, and I don't want to mention any names, or you can turn on television, and you could see across the television sometimes people that seem like used car sales people promoting and exploiting people for the sake of the gospel, and everything they talk about is money, 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 and give me more money, and give me more money, and sacrifice your money, and give me, and if you get more, and I'm like, this is so embarrassing to Christianity. Especially when you look behind the scenes and see lavish lifestyles and lack of integrity and immorality under the guise of Christianity. And what happens, it says that it brings the gospel into disrepute. That people begin to think all Christians are like that. People begin to believe that, oh, that's what Christianity is. And it gives a black eye to real Christianity. And I think we need to be cautious about that, careful about that, discerning about what we listen to and don't listen to, and what we support and don't support, because Christianity will get a black eye because of a lot of the false teachings that are out there. Hey, there's a lot of what goes under Christianity that I'm embarrassed about. Does that happen to you sometimes? I think I want to say, I'm embarrassed. Embarrassed that they even have the label Christian on them. I'm embarrassed that they call themselves a pastor. I'm embarrassed for our people that are trying to go out there and live a good life and testify and tell people about Jesus Christ, and then they have to answer questions about all these scandals and lack of integrity issues and quirky, weird things going out there. It just embarrasses me. And I wonder how the heart of God feels. And the Bible says that that's going to happen. In fact, it could happen to the point that Christianity goes into very, it says they will malign, the way of the truth and bring the way of the truth into disrepute. Right now, Christianity doesn't have a very good name in our society, by and large. By and large, Christianity doesn't always have a good name out there. And partly, it doesn't have a good name because all the extremes and excesses that exist in Christianity out there that have disappointed people. The lack of integrity among leaders. The lack of character. The lack of morality. The lack of spiritual scruples. And it's brought the name of Christianity down at times. I remember first going to get a loan from a bank as a young pastor when we were just struggling to try to get ahead as a church. I remember sitting down with a banker and him telling us, well, you're a church. I'm thinking, yeah, man, we should be able to get a loan. Oh, you're Christians, man, we know. He said, well, churches are high risk. You're kidding me. Churches are high risk? Oh, yeah, churches are high risk. And in essence, what he told me is that basically there's so many shysters out there, so much lack of integrity, people that bail out, don't pay their bills, that banks are afraid to loan to churches. I was embarrassed by that. That there would be that kind of reputation. If we were truly living out our Christianity, banks should be busting at our doors to say, yeah, we want to give loans to you because you guys never default. Always pay on time. Always pay your bills because you're Christians. That's the kind of reputation I want this church to have. Amen? That's the kind of reputation I want our people to have. And the Bible, he goes on to say, and if you're taking notes, write this down because this is huge. By the way, there's a lot of warnings here about the end times and what's going to happen in the end times. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, the Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose conscience has been seared as with a hot iron. Then he goes on to say that their condemnation has been hanging over them and destruction will not be sleeping. The good news is this. Write this down. Ultimately, justice will come to those who seem to be getting away with living contrary to God's ways. Let me tell you something. People may seem to be getting away with things, but I want you to hear me well. No one ever really does. Oh. Let me say that again. No one ever really gets away with it.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk Radio message called Don't All Spiritual Roads Lead to Heaven? It's from our series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2. Our message is called, Don't All Spiritual Roads Lead to Heaven?
He goes on and he says, hey, God did not spare the angels when they sinned. No, he didn't. But he sent them to hell, putting them into gloomy dungeons. Hey, even the angels would be judged. Hell for judgment. Verse 5. If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought about the flood and its ungodly people, but he protected Noah. Hey, the ancient world when he sinned experienced a flood because they didn't get away with it, but he protected Noah because he was righteous and seven others. If he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, but yet he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by filthy lives of the lawless men, for the righteous man living among them that day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from their trials and hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment. In essence, what God is saying is that the righteous, God knows how to rescue people that are righteous, but he also will make sure that those that are living wrongly will ultimately also get their just due. Now hear me well. I want you to look up at me for a second. I hear this all the time. There may be some of you sitting right now in this chair saying, why should I live godly when I know ungodly people around me that are breaking all the rules, that are cheating on their wife, that are cheating on their taxes, and they seem to be getting ahead? I mean, they seem to be prospering. Well, I'm trying to do everything right. It seems like they get more, better, bigger, blessed. And I'm trying to do all things right. And I'm getting lambasted and slammed and held down and put down. I can't get ahead. Things aren't going well. Wow, it makes me want to say, maybe I'm wasting my time trying to do things God's way, because those that are unrighteous seem to be prospering more than the righteous. Be honest, how many of you ever thought that? Well, you're not the first one to think it. Nor will you be the last one to think it. Notice what it says, for example, in this passage in Psalms. There's a bunch of passages, but Psalm 73. The psalmist was so fed up because he was going down and the unrighteous were prospering. He says, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. But as for me, my feet have almost slipped, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. In vain I have washed my heart in innocence. You know what he's saying? And I'm looking at these people. They're doing everything wrong, and it seems like they're getting everything handed to them. They're getting away with it. And so I guess all my work to do it right is in vain. I love verse 17. Finally, his eyes are open, says, until I entered the sanctuary of God. And then, listen, then I understood their final destiny. In other words, they don't get away with it. Notice what it says in Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. God says to the Malachi, the prophet is saying to him, you have said harsh things against me, says the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said, it's futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. These people were saying, hey, we're tired of living, trying to live the right way and not being able to get our head above water. We're trying to do the right thing and struggling. We're tired of seeing other people who do the wrong thing getting ahead while we're trying to do the right thing and feel pushed down. And finally, Malachi realizes, then he says, those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard, and the scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared God. But remember this spiritual principle. God will always make sure it's fulfilled. Listen to this principle. Write it down. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9. Do not be deceived. Oh, listen to me well, folks. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from his nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. God will bring justice. God will bring justice at the right time. At its proper time. Don't be deceived. God can't be mocked. You think you're getting away? You think you're pulling something over on God? Think again! You think God is so concerned about Sudan and Africa and the affairs of the world that some ungodly, unrighteous person are slipping through the cracks, doing all the wrong things, and God is so preoccupied that he doesn't catch it? Think again. You think that this person will get away with it for the rest of their life and never have to give account for how they've lived? Think again. You think the unrighteous are going to prosper forever and that they're never going to have to give account and it's never going to catch up to them? Think again. Because ultimately a person sows what he reaps. And Peter is saying, don't get discouraged, people of God. Live righteous. Hey, God knows how to spare you even in a tough, dark world where you think people are getting away with things. And the last thing he says is this. Listen, God knows how to protect his true followers in the midst of chaotic and difficult world. Verse 9 says that. So the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. I want to give you one last verse. I want you to write it down because some of you need to hear it today, now, this moment, this hour, because you're struggling. Listen, if you are struggling and you are about to give up on Christianity because you say it's too hard, I tried it for 3 months. Nothing's getting better. In fact, it seems to be getting worse. And this person that I know is not even into Christianity. Look at them. They seem to be getting ahead. I'm about to check it off as one of the things I tried and didn't work. Tried therapy, didn't work. Tried vitamins, didn't work. Tried yoga, didn't work. Tried Oprah's latest book, didn't work. Check off the Christianity thing. Tried it, gave it my best shot, didn't work. Before you check off Christianity, let me tell you this. Let me read this verse to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has seized you except what's common to man. And God is faithful. Oh, and God is faithful. Oh, let me say that again. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. You know what God is saying? He knows how to rescue those that choose to live for God, that God will not let you be tempted with something that's too big for you to handle, but God always will provide an escape hatchet for you to escape before you're smashed and plastered, before you're totally devastated. Now, let me be honest with you. Sometimes that escape hatch is the door. Say, oh, Pastor, I'm just struggling really bad. I mean, temptation is coming on me. I just can't handle it. I don't know how much I'm going to be able. Oh, God, rescue me. All right. So you're at a party. Everybody's getting high, drinking, sleeping with each other. All the old music that brought up all those old feelings is playing. The rhythm's going. It's 2:00 in the morning, and you're saying you're being so tempted because there's a bowl of pills right in front of you, and you want to pop some in your mouth. And let me tell you, say, oh, I wish God would rescue me, send another Christian to encourage me. Let me tell you what your rescue is. It's called the back door. You open it, you run. That's your escape. Don't sit there saying, I'm going to resist this. I hope I can handle this. No, 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 no. Don't put yourself into temptation. God has given you the ability to escape temptation. But listen, use your noggin a little bit, okay? Don't put yourself in dumb situations. Don't put yourself in temptation situations and test God. God has given you the ability to escape, but He has promised He will never tempt you above what you can bear. He will give you a way out. He will preserve you in the midst of a tough generation.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe, lead pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And our message has been entitled, Don't All Spiritual Roads Lead to Heaven? It's part of our series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you with your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message or the entire series, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We'd love to invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago and the surrounding areas. You can check out all of our locations and the times that we meet at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you, and please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that this broadcast has been a blessing to you, and we ask that you join us again on the next Straight Talk. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your listenership. On behalf of Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself, have a great night, and God bless.